Good to see you all today. Well, I can't see you. It's good for you to see me. How about that? And it is Mother's Day, right? Today is Mother's Day. And thank God for mothers. Amen? Thank God for mothers. Where would you be without one? You wouldn't be. Amen? You wouldn't even be here if you didn't have a mother. And I'm thankful that I had my mama went to heaven, and she was a godly woman. When she crossed over, my mama was saved, and she was happy to be saved, and she was not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, and I am so happy for that. Now, you have your Bible. You know where I'm going to preach today, Proverbs 31. You figured that before I ever got up. And Proverbs 31, but I'm not going to read the whole passage as I usually do, but you can just go to Proverbs 31, and I'm going to read verses 10 and 30. Verses 10 and 30, and it's going to be a lot different sermon than most expect today. And my wife and I, Proverbs 31, while you're turning there, verse 10, verse 30, my wife and I went to my mother's cemetery plot yesterday and rearranged the flowers and, you know, kind of did a few things there and stood around and looked at my grandfather's headstone, you know, and my aunt, my brother, and realized that my grandfather passed away, I think it was 17 years before I was ever born, because I was next to the youngest of nine. He was, matter of fact, he didn't see many of his grandchildren at all, not that my mother had. And so we spent a little time there. That made me feel good. I missed her. It made me feel good. And so, but I don't so much want to preach on just mothers today. I do want to preach on honoring women, ladies. I'm not going to say women. That word's thrown around so much. Now, Proverbs chapter 31, verse 10 and 30. Just look at verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. I would say that means priceless, wouldn't you? And then in verse 30, next to the last. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. That's what this world turns on now, favor and beauty. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Lord, help us today as we open your word and study it for just a few minutes. You said faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. So I pray that somebody might receive saving faith, someone might receive encouraging faith or comforting faith or enduring faith or whatever it is that they need today in faith. And Lord, whatever's done, we'll ask you to be with us while we read and we study and we pray, and we ask you to come and be with us as you promised you would. And whatever you do, we'll thank you for it in Jesus' wonderful name. Now, most of you's heard sermon after sermon after sermon after sermon after sermon on Proverbs 31, which is not bad. Repetition's good. But today, I'm going to skim through 31, and I want to honor godly ladies. And I want to talk about that for just a few minutes. But if you look at that verses 10 through 31, verse 10, he says that they're rare and they're priceless. Verse 11, he said that the husband knows what she is and what she needs and what he needs. In verse 12, it says that she is a blessing. In verse 13, it says she not only works with her hands, but she makes things that they need. In verse 15, it says she rises early. She gets up early and she works while others are still asleep. In verse 16, it says she knows how to do the business and to produce things there that they eat. In verse 17, it says she is not weak. She has strength. In verse 18, it says not only was she the first one up, but she's the last one to go to bed. She's still working. And then, verse 20, it says she has charity on those less fortunate, and she has pity on people. In verse 21, it says she stays prepared. In verse 22, it says she clothes herself beautifully. In verse 23, it says she's a leader and her testimony is the same as her husband's testimony. In verse 24, it says that she knows how to make a good deal. Amen. And verse 25, it says she's not weak and she looks up and rejoices, and she does what she needs. In verse 26, it says, she only speaks well and wisely. In verse 27, it says she stays busy taking care of her family. In verse 28, it says her family will honor her. In verse 29, it says many do well, but here this woman is the best. In verse 30, it says we don't know what she looked like because vanity and beauty are deceitful, so it never described what she looked like. In verse 31, it says that virtue is her fruit and her beauty. And then verse 31, it says she will be well rewarded. Now, that's the sermon we hear every Mother's Day. Now, thank God for mothers. Thank God for my mother. Thank God. Look, if you got a mother of any kind, you'll thank God for her. Amen. If she birthed you and raised you, you're to praise God for that. Amen. There's so many that don't. And we're to honor our mothers. The Bible says if you want to live long, you'll honor your mother and your father, and your days will be long on earth. And could that be why so many people die early? They don't honor their mother and their fathers. Now, thank God for mothers. I want to honor all women today. I want to honor all women, especially the women that come and attend Cornerstone Baptist Church. Now, if you're not a member of this church and you're watching, God bless you and apply this however you can to your life. But I want to talk about the ladies at this church, the godly women, not just women, godly women, okay? Ladies, we used to call them ladies. You don't hear people called ladies much anymore. As a matter of fact, some women see that as an insult to hear somebody say lady or ma'am. God bless your heart. Listen, first of all, in this passage of scripture, I want to say mothers, godly mothers are rare. Godly mothers are rare. That's what this portion teaches us. But in the Bible, there's a lot of godly women mentioned. We don't talk much about women. But in the Bible, a lot of godly women are mentioned. And I just thought of a few. Hananiah, Mary, Elizabeth, Zipporah, and a lot of other great godly women. On the behalf of men and women and children of this church, I thank God for the godly women of Cornerstone Baptist Church. We talk a lot about these men. We think a lot about these men. We promote men a lot, but thank God for women. If it wasn't for godly women, there wouldn't be a New Testament church. And just think about that. Think what the godly women do. Just think about that. They encourage us with their words. They encourage us with their smiles. They encourage us with their kindness, where they're kind to us. We go out there, and men go out there in that world, and it's hard for a man to live for God out there. And you don't want to come to church and be in that same kind of atmosphere. And thank God for the ladies that bring that right kind of atmosphere, that virtuous woman, that godly woman atmosphere to Cornerstone Baptist Church. And we got them. You wouldn't believe the cards that we've gotten from the ladies from this church. Thank God for you. Thank God. You encourage me and my wife. I know that. And thank God for all that do work in the church. I mean, think about that. I thought about it. I give just as much honor and respect to you as I do any mother, but today especially mothers of this church. Mothers of this church. We just heard testimony. She might not have realized it was testimony. Maybe she did. But she had a godly mother that led her in a godly way. The woman was a virtuous woman. And she said, memorize scripture. And that's true. The Bible will keep you away from sin, or sin will keep you away from the Bible. You'll be teaching your kids scripture. Amen. And boy, she stood up here. I was so proud of her. She didn't have to look not one time. She quoted it verbatim, just went right along there and said every word up. Kind of made me feel like I was in camp again. We used to have to memorize all of our Bible college. My goodness, we had to memorize whole passages in Bible college. It like to kill me. I've never had that great of a memory. But I honored him. Look, the Sunday school teachers, the fellowships, the food, all that stuff here is done mostly by women. Now, Jeffrey's not a woman. He's a pretty good cook. But most of it is done by women. I just ask God to bless all the mothers of this church. There's some women in this church who really aren't mothers. They have no children, and there's some who are widows and things like that. But they're mothers of our church, and every church has that. Every church has that. Now, a lot of the black churches, they pay more attention to that. They call their women mothers and things like that, you know. And so thank God for all the mothers of this church, those that do have children. Because see, you encourage the rest of us. Now, Sister Betty, she's a widow lady, but she sits over there, and her brother just passed away, and she comes with Rachel, when Rachel plays the piano, and I thought about her, and I thought about other ladies in the church who are mothers, whose children have grown up, and they've turned out right, they've turned out good. God bless you. God bless you. And thank God for the mothers. I do. I thank God for the mothers. And you ought to be praised, and your children ought to praise you. Amen. They ought to. I'd be ashamed. But look, when my kids was growing up, every Mother's Day, we went to see my mama. You ought to do that. You ought to go see your mama. You ought to write your mama a letter or a card. If you got one living, you ought to thank God she's still here. You're going to miss her when she's gone. Thank God for the mothers of this church. I can go through and just point them out. The mothers that have children and they've raised their children. Their children's turned out pretty good or completely good, you know, however the case may be. And thank God for mothers. My hat's off to you. But then I thought about somebody else. What about the childless ladies of this church and of any church? What about those ladies who don't have children? They are not mothers. We hardly ever give them any honor. We hardly ever give them any respect. But I respect these women that do not have children. Those who are married, but for some reason they've been unable to be mothers. God's given you a husband. God's given you a home. But for some reason, God's not giving you the privilege of bearing children. That's some of the unsung heroes of this church, women that don't have children. God bless them. God bless them. Listen, no doubt, and those that's watching here, now listen, no doubt, every one of you has walked by a baby nursery and thought, boy, I wish I had a baby in there. You heard, well, you didn't hear much crying because usually by the third month, the woman says, I wish somebody else was taking care of this baby. But no doubt you walked by there and you dreamed and you've hoped and you've been to baby showers. But you've never had a baby, and you've always thought, well, maybe one day I'll have a baby shower. You might have shed tears because you wanted to be a mother. And today you don't get a card. You don't get any flowers. And that never occurs to anybody. Didn't me? Until this week when I was reading about mothers and stuff. But let me say something. You are not forgotten. You're not forgotten. I thought about you this week. I thought about you. And prayed for you. And God didn't forget about you. I pray God to honor women's sacrifice. Women's sacrifice who do not have children, yet they'll teach Sunday school, they'll do children's church, they'll work in the nursery, they'll decorate the church, they'll clean the church, they'll pray for their pastor, they'll encourage people in the church. Hey, thank God for you. Thank God for you. If you're a virtuous, godly woman and you have no children, that doesn't mean that God has deserted you. It just means that God has not, for some reason, given you children. Maybe not right now. Maybe never. But the Lord honors you. He goes back. Go back and read it. He said a virtuous woman. A woman that honors God and lives godly. God dedicated a lot of scripture to women who didn't have babies. Think about old Hannah and her desire to have a baby. Think about that, how she prayed and agonized over that. Isn't it wonderful that God absolutely forgets nobody, especially women? The sparrow that flies through the sky and falls to the ground, he knows where that sparrow is. Every hair of your head is numbered. He knows where it is. He said, look at the lily of the field. Look at the lily of the field. God knows everything on planet Earth, including you, and he doesn't forget to mention you. And those that would love to have children but just couldn't, your love and your kindness to people at your church, especially Cornerstone Baptist Church, and the children here and the grandchildren here and the adults here and your motherly type love and kindness. God remembers that. God's going to reward you for that just as much as any virtuous woman will be rewarded. You will be too. You will be too. Thank God for women that don't have children. And pray. God may give you some one day, and he may not. But I'll tell you this. He's not forgotten you. You're not out of his will. He's not punishing you. Use the talents and the gifts he's given you to serve others just like you would serve your own children. God will bless you. And then I thought about another group of women in our church, the widows. Think about the widows. Church, a lot of churches have widows. Think about that. A lot of churches have widows. I'd like to honor widows today. I'd like to honor them. Maybe they had children, maybe they didn't, but widows, think about that. We ought to give our respects here at Cornerstone Baptist Church to widows. There's some widow godly ladies in this church that serve others here, and they serve the Lord by serving others. Now, I think a lot about widows. My mother was a drunkard's widow. My daughter Becky is a widow. I said Sister Betty is a widow, and there's others that are widows in our church, and I think about that sometimes. And I've thought about them, me and my wife, my kids on a normal Sunday, me and my wife and Becky and my brother Jerry and a lot of your families, you'll go out to eat or you'll go home and you'll sit down to a nice Sunday dinner, and I think about those widows that have no family and nowhere to go, and they have to go home and eat by themselves or go to some restaurant. Man, I think about them. Look, I know they'd rather be with their husband. They'd rather be with their husband, but they can't. For some reason, it's in God's plan. I don't understand. But in the Bible, did you know that the one that gave the greatest gift to the Lord Jesus Christ was a widow? You remember the story? All those people coming throwing in their treasure there at the temple and showing off how much they give. All those rich people, Jesus said, out of their abundance, they were just throwing stuff in there. Didn't mean anything to them. That was nothing to them. But he said this one widow lady came by and she gave a widow's mite. She gave all she had. I think the Bible describes it as a half penny. And he said, out of her need, she gave. And she gave all she had, everything she had. That was a widow, and that story is in there to remind us that God blesses widows, and widows are faithful, and they have a part in God's plan also. Now, there was the widow of Nain, the widow of Zarephath. Naomi and Ruth were widows. And there's other famous widows in the Bible. I thank God especially loves widow ladies, and I thank God that he's given us some in our church, some widow ladies that are faithful and they're virtuous and they're godly, and I take my hat off. I honor you today, whether you have children or not. I honor you. Thank God for it. And then I thought about this one. We hardly ever, I know there's a day for them, but we don't really celebrate this day. I thank God for the grandmothers, the godly, virtuous grandmothers. And I want to honor you today. I want to honor you. The biblical Loises of Cornerstone Baptist Church that raised up young men like Timothy and others in the Word of God. Those grandmothers, godly grandmothers. You know, I got to think about it the other day, brother. There's some women I've heard them say, don't call me grandma. I don't want to be called grandma. What they're really saying is, I don't want to be a grandmother. I don't want to be a grandmother. Well, shame on you. Shame on you. You're hanging on to youth you can't hang on to. That's right. And that's that beauty and vanity he was talking about in that passage of Scripture. You've raised children. If they turned out right, you'll thank God and be proud of it. If they turned out wrong, you'll thank God that you can still have an influence on their life as a grandmother. And you'll thank God that you have an influence on your grandchildren. Thank God. Some people say, well, I don't want to be called Meemaw or Mama or Grandma. And I think to myself, my goodness, you're missing a blessing. One of the greatest things you'll ever have is a grandchild to come running up to you and say, and of course, on my daughter Charity's side, they call my wife Ty. And that started with Etta because she'd hear people call my wife Terry, and all she could say was Ty, so that became Grandma Ty. So her and her brother, her brothers and her sister call my wife Ty, but they know that means Grandma. And sometimes they'll say Grandma, and they call me Papa. And I can't think of a greater honor than to be called Papa. Whew. Man, I didn't think I'd live long enough to be called Papa. Yeah, amen. And then the way I grew up, I never had a grandmother. I told you my grandfather died 17 years before I was born. And then his wife, my grandmother, that was my grandfather, and then my grandmother died, I think, a year later or two. Never knew him. On my other side, of course I don't know him. Never met him. Never met my father. Never met grandparents. You'll thank God if you've got a godly grandmother, you'll look up to heaven and say, thank God I've got a godly, virtuous, honorable grandmother. She loves me. She's a part of my life and she wants to be. She enjoys being mama. Or grandma. I don't know what people up north call them, but I'm sure it's just as silly. But but some people say, I don't want to be called grandma. Well, God help you. You ought to get your heart right with God. Amen. If you love your children, your grandchildren, you ought to love them twice as much. Amen. That's good preaching, Brother Ron. Go ahead. Amen. Amen. Shout right there. Amen. Did you know, you grandmothers, you child spoilers, that's what you are. You're a bunch of child spoilers. That's exactly what you are. You fiendish people. You're just a bunch of fiendish women. You used to beat the tar out of us. Now you won't let us whip them. Amen. You used to beat the tar out of your own children. Now you get mad because your children speak a little bit hard to your grandchildren. Amen. Don't whip him. Don't fuss at her. Oh, my goodness. You wouldn't give your kids a piece of penny candy because you said it would rot their teeth out. And now you give our kids boxes of candy. You give your grandkids boxes of candy. Amen. You might be a little fiendish and a little tricky, but we love you. We love grandmas. Amen. I honor, I respect the grandmothers of Cornerstone Baptist Church, any kind, but especially those who are loving and gentle and kind and long-suffering and good and virtuous and honorable, godly grandmothers. And by the way, there's a lot that aren't. There's a lot of grandmothers aren't. There's a lot of mothers that aren't. Thank God if you've got a godly, loving, gentle, kind, virtuous, godly grandmother, you ought to shout. You ought to jump a pew. You ought to run up and down the aisle somewhere. If you're there at the house, you ought to jump over the coffee table and shout and say, thank God I got a godly grandmother. She loves me and she loves Jesus. Amen. You ought to. Look, the Bible talks a lot about the worth of grandmothers. I think of the influences that my mother, and especially my wife's mother, had on our children, on our daughters. What a blessing. What a blessing. Would not be denied. You couldn't have stopped them from loving their grandchildren. You couldn't have stopped them. Amen. You couldn't have stopped them from spoiling their grandchildren. And then on the other side, you couldn't have stopped them from teaching their grandchildren right either, by example, word and deed. Thank God for the influence of my mother. We went to see my mother about every Sunday. We'd take our kids to go see my mother. My mom wasn't a great talker. And she'd sit on that couch and smile and talk to them and hug them and hold them and all the things, you know, she didn't do to me. And they'd go to the nursing home, you know, she'd forget people. She'd forget people. I had a niece. I asked her why she wasn't going to see my mama. And she said, while she was in the nursing home. And my niece said, well, she don't remember me. She don't know who I am. I said, well, that's strange. She knows all my kids. I said, as soon as they walk in, she calls her name. As soon as she hears a voice, she calls her name. Maybe it could be because she didn't care enough to go. Thank God. Thank God if you got a grandmother that'll love you and help you and teach you and lead you and spoil you rotten, gun. Amen. Spoil him rotten. Amen. You'll thank God. Hey, I honor mothers, yes I do. I honor those women who are childless, yes I do. I honor those women who are widows, yes I do. But boy, I sure do honor grandmothers. I never had one, but thank God, my kids had some. My kids had grandmothers. And there's women that go to this church who are godly, honorable, virtuous grandmothers. Yes, they are. Matter of fact, some of them, even so much so, they're having to raise their grandchildren. For some reason, they've ended up with their grandchildren, and they're having to raise their grandchildren. And that's a shame, because as a grandparent, it's not time to raise the grandchildren. It's time to play with the grandchildren. But these women's taking on the role of grandmother and mother. And if I was a mother that dropped my children off at the grandmother's house and didn't go back and get them, I'd get saved. I'd get right with God. It would break my heart. And if you're one of them today, God loves you. But let me tell you something. If you want your children to grow up and love you as a mother, you better take the responsibility and you better do your job and let grandma be grandma. Amen. And you grandmothers that's having to raise your grandchildren, I tip my hat twice to you. I'm too tired. My kids come over at my house. Now, Olivia, she's 18. She's cool, you know. She's not going to run around and make a lot of noise and want me to go outside and jump on the trampoline and all this stuff. She's cool. It wasn't always that way. I used to go see her, and of course, that was 16 years ago. She made me crawl on the floor with her all over the house. I'd crawl all over the house. We'd crawl through her bedroom, and then we'd crawl down the hall, and we'd crawl through the dining room around the table, and people would be in the kitchen in there at her house. People would be in the kitchen cooking. We'd crawl through them, through the kitchen, go back up the hall, and we'd just go round and round, me and her, when she was 2 or 3 years old. We just crawl all over that house. Then after she grew up, she'd make me go outside and swing her on the swing, things like that. I had more energy. But now these four, I'm telling you what, they're pure dynamite. They go, 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 and they come over to the house. And being 66, I don't have the same energy as I had 16 years ago. And my goodness, I don't know how you do it, Grandma. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you raise a second group of children. God bless you. I honor you. And listen, if you're the mother of those children, shame on you. Shame on you. Go get those kids. Be their mother. Don't wait. See, here's what they do, Brother Jeffrey. They wait till they're out of diapers. They're not toddling. Now they're in school. And now they're about 15. And all of a sudden, Mama shows up. Because she don't have to change diapers now. She don't have to discipline now. And she wants to be a friend of her children. Well, you're not supposed to be your children's friend. You're supposed to be their mama. And you need to do it from the day you birthed them. And Grandma, again, I know I'm spending time on this, but I need to. There's a whole generation that's doing this to the grandmothers. You need to go home today and apologize to your mother, their grandmother, and say, I failed on my job and I need to get right with God and I need to get right with my children and I need to get right with my mother, and today is the day of salvation. I'm going to get saved and I'm going to go home and I'm going to take my children and I'm going to raise them myself, and I'm going to be that Proverbs 31 woman, and I'm going to be virtuous and I'm going to be holy and I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do. Today is the day of salvation. Thank God for grandmas. Listen, God bless the grandmas, the grandmothers at Cornerstone Baptist Church. Really, think about that. You just heard a grandmother sing. We got one on the camera right now, running the camera. We probably got more grandmas than we got mamas in here. Good women, godly women. My wife's been a great influence on our grandchildren. She's been a great influence. You know, Papa, all he wants to do is play or spank. And sometimes when he's too tired to play anymore, he wants to spank. But my wife, she's long-suffering and good and spends time with them and is patient with them. And she's been a great influence on my grandchildren. Though they've all lived a long way off at times. Brother Jeffrey, we've had to make some 12-hour rides, some 10-hour rides. I remember one night on the way home from Florida, we had to sleep in a gas station parking lot in the car because we couldn't find a motel that was open. It was during spring break, and we thought if we went all the way to Georgia, headed home, that we could find something in Georgia, but everything there was full of spring breakers too because it's so close to the ocean. And we literally had to sleep in the car that night at a gas station, take a bath out of the sink that morning. And thank God, my wife wanted to go, and she pushed me, and she wanted to go. We've all lived a long way off at times. She has, look, she's always been faithful to our grandchildren. My wife, I'm bragging on Grandma now, not Mama. Mama Terry was a great mama too. She did the same thing as a mother. But as a grandmother, she's always stayed in touch with them. She sent them cards. She sent them birthday gifts. She sent them Christmas. We would travel. We'd go see them. We'd take them gifts. And she'd call them on the phone. And thank God for a faithful grandmother. Amen. But you know what makes faithful grandmothers? Faithful mothers. A faithful mother will raise her daughters up to be faithful mothers also, so she can be a faithful grandmother and won't have to be the mother to another set of children. God bless my wife. She's done a good job. I thank God for biblical grandmothers. Look, they've got such an important part in the life of raising children. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. And here it comes. You knew it's coming. An illegitimate relationship producing illegitimate children from an illegitimate relationship because you refuse to get married will not produce a good mother nor a good grandmother. Amen. I read in the paper every day, these girls having babies. They're announced in the paper every day having babies. And the baby's mother and father have two different names. Not because they choose two different names, but because they are not married and have no intention of being married. Now, young lady, if you're going to have babies, you need to get married. We had to stop honoring mothers in church because I got convicted. You know why? I'd say we're recognizing the youngest mother here today. And a young lady would stand up with one or two children and no husband. And I'm not putting her down. I'm just saying this. Do we honor such as that? No. Now, we love the woman. We love any woman that comes in here. We love any mother, whether she's got a husband or not. But that starting it off wrong is not going to make it right later on by grandma. God bless these women that'll, look, they'll love their grandchildren enough that they'll teach them right from wrong. And these godly, godly women, they're a lot of help around here raising godly children, a lot of help, teaching Sunday school, working, cleaning and special events and funerals and food and celebrations, things like that. Thank God for grandmas. Amen. Amen. Now, last but not least, I got one more I thought about. Did you know around here, there's a lot of special ladies, godly ladies, that are workers and helpers in this church and every church. Every church. Godly women that are workers and helpers. It's hard to get a man to move nowadays. You can't hardly get him out from in front of the television. There's about 25 sports networks. That ain't helping. Amen. That ain't helping at all. And there's about 10 fishing networks and remodeling networks and all this stuff. It's hard to get a man to do anything. But women, thank God for godly women around Cornerstone Baptist Church. The ladies that love their Lord. They attend church. They're faithful. They tithe. They give. They're faithful. These ladies that will work and do it and not ask for praise and not ask for a hand clap and not ask to be recognized and don't want their name on the plaque somewhere. There's a lot of them mentioned in the Bible. Deborah, the great woman. A great woman of battle. Couldn't find a man to lead the battle. Had to get a woman to do it. Out of God's way. That's not the way God planned it. And a woman had to inspire the men to go to battle for God so that God could get the victory and God could get the glory. I think that's still happening a lot. Anna, the one who worshiped the Christ child there, when they dedicated him to the Lord and circumcised him. Mary Magdalene, who I think loved Jesus more than anyone mentioned in the Bible. Mary, the one who loved Jesus. The other Mary, who worshiped Jesus by washing his feet with her tears and drying his feet with her hair. What kind of woman is that? That's a godly, virtuous, loving, leading others to Christ woman. What about Martha? We say a lot about Mary. You remember Mary and Martha, Lazarus' sisters, and Martha, the Bible kind of tells the story, you know, and one worked and the other worshiped. Well, that's okay, but somebody's got to work. Thank God she was the one cooking for Jesus. She was the one cooking. Thank God for godly women that can cook. We men all be at Bojangles if it wasn't for those people. Thank God in this church, amen, for the women that will work. They'll work in the kitchen. They'll work in the bathroom. They'll work in the sanctuary. They'll work for the women's fellowships. They'll work for dinner on the ground. They'll do whatever needs to be done. Godly, virtuous women, thank God. Some of them's widows. Some of them are childless. Some are mothers. Some are grandmothers. And there's some are all a mixture of these things. And let me tell you something. These women ought to be honored. The Bible honored women like that. It's got a lot of examples of all these, you know. All through the Bible, special ladies. And did you know they were all chosen from different walks of life? Think about Dorcas. She helped the poor. Think about Lydia. She made clothes and dyed them a beautiful purple garments. Think about Rhoda, the gatekeeper. Think about Phoebe, the servant of the church, Paul said. Think about Priscilla. She helped her husband as a tent maker. This woman, and you can see her, that big old needle, that big thread. They didn't have machines. She was helping her husband make those tents in the Apostle Paul later on. Now those ladies, think about this, that went to the tomb that day of Jesus' resurrection. Godly women. Virtuous women. They fit Proverbs. I guarantee if you went to their house, you could read that passage of scripture in Proverbs and their house just about perfectly fit in every one of those verses. Godly women. They got up and went to the tomb that morning to bring spices and to wrap Jesus' body in ointment and spices so that his body wouldn't smell. And they got there, and he was alive. You remember that? And who did Jesus appear to first? A woman. You think he'd appeared to any kind of other woman in a virtuous and godly woman? He appeared to a woman. Let me ask you something. Where were the men? Where were the men? The men were gone. I thought about it. Peter had gone to cussing. Judas had committed suicide. All the other men disciples were in the upper room hiding out with the door locked. Thank God for women. Faithful, hardworking, giving, loving, godly women. Thank God for women. Thank God for mothers. Thank God for grandmothers. Thank God for those women who don't have children. Thank God for those who are widows. Thank God for those who work around the church. Thank God for women. We'll honor them. We'll give them our honor. And look, God will get the glory out of those kind of women. See, we're so busy lifting up the wrong kind of women, we forget the right ones. I don't know the names of these harlots on TV and in the record industry anymore. I don't watch that. I don't listen to that. I don't know the names of these who come out on stage in their nakedness and sing filthy, adulterous, fornicating types music and songs. I don't know who those are anymore. I used to know, but thank God I don't know. But I can tell you the names of some good godly women who ain't hunting a camera, who don't want to be the most liked on Facebook, who don't want to be called the best dressed, who's not trying to be the most popular. Some godly women. I could tell you their names. I could tell you their names. I won't now because I'm afraid I might forget some. I know a bunch of them. And thank God for the women at Cornerstone Baptist Church that are these kind of women. Now, if you're not, you're welcome here. We'd like to help you be one. We don't think there'd be anything wrong with being like that instead of that crowd on TV, that crowd in Hollywood or Los Angeles or Knoxville or places like that. We'd like to help you be one of these women that the Bible says God honors. God honors those kind of women. And one day the Bible says their children will honor them and their grandchildren will honor them. You get that other crowd, when they get old, their children, grandchildren, just fighting over who's going to have what they got when they die. Amen. Thank God for women that are virtuous and holy and godly. Those that tend the nursery. Those that teach Sunday school. Those that do children's church. Those that sing and play the piano. Those that help in the funerals around here with food. Those that help in the weddings and with the food and the decorations. Those that clean the church and the bathroom. Those that send cards. People are sending cards back and forth now. And I'll guarantee you, every one of them's women. I'm just about, other than myself, I do a few, not nearly as many as I should, but the women are doing it. Thank God for those who are still praying faithfully. The church doors closed. Doesn't mean it's changed a whole lot in their life. Thank God for those that give out of their need, like that little widow lady. They're not waiting till they get in abundance to give. They're giving out of their little, and God sees it as much. Thank God for those that who are encouraging their husbands in this day that we live in. We live in a day of perversion and all this, and men who say they're women and women who say they're men, and some who women that want to run everything and be the boss, and poor husband, he's got to go to work every day and get beat up by the boss man and come home and get beat up by the wife. Thank God for loving, gentle, kind wives and mothers and women who encourage their husband, encourage their children, encourage them. Don't cuss them and fuss at them, but encourage them. Thank God for those that encourage widows. Thank God for those who encourage these women who are childless and have no children. Thank God for those who encourage other grandmothers. Thank God for those that encourage those that are unmarried, godly ladies. Look. You might not be married. And you might not have had your dreams and all that fulfilled because you didn't get to get married. But I got some news for you. There's some godly women that will encourage you to find God's will not being married if that's God's purpose for you. You didn't have children. You never got married. Thank God there's some women in this church that will encourage you and they'll help you. And they will teach you how to be a godly woman. And maybe God has something special in mind for you. They'll tell you that. Maybe God God's got something special in mind for you. And He wants you to be blessed and be called a virtuous woman also. And boy, I could just go on and on and on and on and on. Look, I hope you have a happy Mother's Day. I know it's not Grandmother's Day, but it's Mother's Day. I know it's not an unmarried day, but it's Mother's Day. I hope it did. Maybe it's not Widow Day, but it's Mother's Day. Why can't we just honor everybody today that's a godly, virtuous, holy, right living, right walking, right talking woman? Now listen. I thank God for every woman in this church that has been a blessing in this church. And I pray for those that want to be. Now, I don't care where you come from. I don't care how you was raised. You can come to Cornerstone Baptist Church and these women will encourage you. And they'll help you be a good, godly woman. And you can read Proverbs and not be convicted, but be comforted. It's always best to remember this. Salvation makes it better. Doesn't matter what it is. Salvation makes it better. Everything. Salvation makes it better. A good mother, you can be and not be saved, but you can be a great mother and be saved. A good widow is good. That's wonderful. But you know, being saved would make you a better widow. You can be a good single woman, unmarried, and be a good woman. But being saved will make you a better woman. You can be a grandmother, a good grandmother. There are a lot of lost people that are good. They're not good like without sin, but they're good at their job. And there's a lot of grandmothers that are good grandmothers. But you know, if you'd get born again, it would make you a better grandmother. And is that not what we want? We want to be better. I always pray, Lord, make me a better father. Lord, make me a better husband. Lord, make me a better preacher. Make me a better pastor. Make me a better friend to my friends. Make me a better friend to those who are friendless. God, make me better. But without salvation, we can't be better. But if you're not saved today, mother, why not today get saved? Ask Jesus to save you. You want to be a good mother. You want to be a great mother. But you can't be without God in you, and He'll help you be everything that He created you to be. Same way with you, grandmother. Same way with you, widow. Same way with you, single woman. Same way with you, unmarried woman. Get born again, and the love of God will be shed abroad in your heart, and then you can love people like you ought to love them, whether it's your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your next-door neighbor, the people down at the church, and it'll make you better if you get born again, and you'll end up with a better destination in the end anyway. Amen. That's my message. Now, I'm going to read it one more time, and we're going to close. Jeffrey, you can go ahead and come. In Proverbs 31, listen to this, verse 10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. And then verse 30. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Father, add your blessings to the reading of the word. I'm sure there's a lady out there today who's not been saved. Whether she's a mother, a grandmother, never been wed, a widow, or whatever the case may be, Lord, I pray you'd convict if they're lost and convert them. Comfort them if they're saved. And if they're saved and not what they ought to be, I pray you convict them and convert them from that. And then those that's doing the best they can, God, would you just open up the windows of heaven today and pour them out a blessing. And we'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. What number?